12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Michigan seems like a dream to me now.
The summertime in northern Michigan.
We say hello on the Jay Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline to Nick Nurbon from Pure Michigan. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. Another fantastic week here in Pure Michigan, and excited to talk about Michigan Golf Month across the state.
Oh, do tell. Tell me all about it.
Well, the thing is, we have so many golf courses in this state. We're very fortunate here in Michigan where we have the most public golf courses of any state, more than California, more than Florida.
Wow.
Yes, we have the most of any state, more than 650 courses that the public can walk up and play, including some of the incredible places like Arcadia Bluffs or Mackinac Island, or over in West Michigan, we have amazing courses like Harbor Shores and American Dunes, so many, you know, Tullymore, Pilgrim's Run, amazing championship-level golf courses. But in Michigan, we're so lucky because there are so many courses. It is easy to get into the game, learn the game, and have a great way to get outside.
Yeah, I had no idea. Michigan is home to 8 of Golf Digest's top 100 public golf courses in Michigan. I know that American Dunes, Kid Rock likes to golf over there, but I had no idea. And there's lots of golf events in the state this month, too.
Well, that's a great thing for golf fans. There are 7 professional tournaments in Michigan in June for Michigan Golf Month. So the Epson Tour is the qualifying tour for the LPGA. They've got an event that was last weekend over at the Firekeepers Casino Hotel Championship in Battle Creek. This weekend they're up in Harbor Springs for the Great Lakes Championship, and then next weekend they'll be up at Island Resort and Casino playing the Sweetgrass Golf Course, which is an incredible golf course over there near Escanaba. And the LPGA, they're right down the street from my house this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. So I live just north of downtown Grand Rapids, and up in Belmont between here and Rockford is the LPGA, the Meyer LPGA Classic this weekend. So that's at Blasfield Country Club. And over in Midland, the Dow Championship, that's been around for many years too. Michigan Women's Open comes up later in the month, June 23rd to 25th at Crystal. And then over in Detroit at the end of the month, the 26th through 29th, is the Rocket Classic. That's been a great tournament now for almost 10 years over there at Detroit Golf Club. So
wow.
Lots of opportunities for golf fans to go watch professional golf as well.
Yeah, and it brings a lot of money to the state as well, you know?
Golf is a huge driver, pun intended, of economic activity and travel
mm-hmm.
here in the state. Did you know that 3 out of every 10 rounds of golf played in Michigan are played by out-of-state people?
No.
We draw a lot of people to Michigan to come here specifically to play golf. If you look at Traverse City, they have 20 nonstop flights throughout the year to Traverse City Airport. A lot of those are summer flights. And guess what? A lot of those people are golfers. We're talking New York, Boston, Texas, Phoenix, Florida. All these destinations have nonstops to Traverse City, a town that is not a huge city. It is a small city. And so having those nonstop flights, people fly into TC, they play Grand Traverse Resort, they play Arcadia Bluffs, they play Crystal Mountain, they go to Gaylord, to the golf mecca. People are traveling to Michigan to play golf.
Who knew? And then they have a great experience, and then they go, you know, we heard about this place called Mackinac Island. Let's go golf up there next year. You know, I think that's kind of how it works. That's awesome. I didn't know that.
Here's a fun fact for you about Mackinac Island. Wawashkamo, it is up there in the interior of the island near the airport,
mm-hmm.
called Wawashkamo. The locals call it Wawa. And that is one of the oldest continuously operating 9-hole golf courses in America. It is located on a battlefield from the Revolutionary War. I mean, we're talking about, you want to talk about history?
Wow.
This is one of the most unique historic golf experiences in America, and it's right here in Michigan on Mackinac Island.
Very cool. And Pure Michigan is the proud sponsor of the Pure Michigan Cup, which includes 3 professional women's golf tournaments as well on the Epson Tour. Very cool. Very cool. Wow.
Yeah, those 3 events on the Epson Tour, the winners and first, second, and third place point earners, each person who places in those 3 tournaments gets points, and the top 3 can get bonus money for the Pure Michigan Cup. And there's a beautiful trophy that will be awarded next weekend up at Island Resort and Casino in the Western UP in Escanaba. So we're very happy to support Michigan golf and have golf back on the national stage at the professional level.
I love it. I love it. Have a terrific weekend. And, I'm going to see you in a couple of weeks at Meyer Gardens for Psychedelic Furs. We have to meet, okay? We'll have to do that, all right?
Absolutely. We have to meet up for sure. Can't wait for that one.
I can't wait either. Thank you so much. Nick Nurbon with Pure Michigan on the Jay Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline. So we got to play this, don't we?
everybody worry about me.